Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Joe, I said three for the next segment for the free agent game. Can we make it four?
Done deal.
In pairs. So, like, this guy, then this guy. This guy, then the... So, four pairs instead of three.
Okay. We'll make it happen.
I ask because I was just alerted to somebody who is a free agent and would be hysterical if the Pirates signed this person. So, we're throwing him on the list. I already had my three. We're getting a bonus free agent. Joel and I are playing that game in the next segment. I just never figured out what to name it, but essentially what it is this. As the Pirates try to salvage the love and relationship with their fan base, the best way they can do that is to put a competitive team out on the field in 2026, obviously. Ben Cherington, unfortunately, is going to have to navigate an offseason. And part of that is free agency. The Pirates haven't signed a free agent to a multi-year deal since Ivan Nova. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that. So the Pirates haven't signed a multi-year free agent in a damn decade. Doing that for the first time in 10 years would be a good place to start. I don't think that's necessarily a hot take. Yankees are tagging up. One out, bottom of the ninth. No, keeping that guy at third. So the Sox are one out away from getting game number one in the Bronx. Reds and Dodgers tied at 0-0, top one. Blake Snell in all of his glory out on the mound for the Dodgers. Anyway, yeah, like signing a free agent to a multi-year deal would probably be a good place to start if you're the Pirates. And there are guys, like I'm not going to sit here and say, according to SpotTrack, right, Kyle Tucker's a free agent, market value $40 million. I would love if the Pirates sign Kyle Tucker, but we all know that's not going to happen. But there are realistic names that the Pirates could go out there and sign that I want them to. I have names, but we are also going to pair it with, I guess we could call it, yeah, the Pirates should probably sign this guy, but instead, it's going to end up being this guy. And this guy is going to be along the lines of the Tommy Pham's and Rowdy Tellez's and Adam Frazier part twos of the world. So that's in the next segment. Right now, we get into the spirit of October baseball, which is hard to do around here because the baseball team sucks so bad. But let's try and do our best. Red Sox and Yankees, Aroldis Chapman, former Pirates legend, trying to hold on to a 3-1 lead. Jolie, your pick to win it all is who?
My pick at the start of the year, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, it's the writing is on the wall. They won last year with the core group of Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and, you know, I mean, that's like a big three right there. And they didn't even have Blake Snell last year, and they didn't have Roki Sasaki last year. I know he's missed a lot of this year, but I mean, who's stopping those guys in the postseason? Sure, they had a little bit of a disappointing regular season. The Padres hung in with them. I thought the Dodgers would have just absolutely clean sweep through the AL West. I don't know. The postseason, I'm taking the Dodgers. Like, you need something crazy for me to not take the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Which kind of makes this segment boring, but I will fire it up with a hot take. I'm picking the Dodgers to win the whole thing. I don't want them to. I want the Padres to win the whole thing for my boy Mason Miller. Shout out Waynesburg. But here is my hot take for the postseason. I do not think that either one seed makes it out of the divisional round.
Who are the one seeds again?
Milwaukee and Toronto.
Wow, Toronto got the one seed in the AL.
They did.
I'm with you there.
They finished with 94 wins, as did the Yankees, but somehow the tiebreaker favored the Blue Jays. I think the Yankees are a better team. Now, Boston just won. They're up 1-0. I think either team, especially the Yankees, beats the Blue Jays in a 5-game series. And as much as I don't want the Cubs, because I'm a Pirates fan, but I don't want them to beat the Padres because I'm rooting for my guy Mason Miller, I think the Cubs could beat the Brewers.
I think so too.
I think the Brewers just were like lightning in a bottle in the regular season. I think both San Diego and Chicago are more equipped for a postseason run than Milwaukee. And I definitely think the Yankees, in the American League, they're probably the best equipped. And somehow they just unfortunately ended up with the 4 seed because of the tiebreaker. My World Series pick, though, for the matchup is Dodgers-Mariners.
Seattle?
Mm-hmm. I think it's Dodgers-Mariners, and I think we get the Dave Sims Bowl in the ALCS, Mariners-Yankees.
That would be
really cool for Dave
really
Sims.
Really darn cool, yeah.
But I mean, look, the Mariners are in a situation right now where they're a part of something that has never really been done before, and that's Cal Raleigh's season. 60-plus home runs as a catcher. And when you're a part of something like that, and you couple it with really good starting pitching, I think that the Mariners are one of the more well-rounded teams in baseball. Now, the thing that I think is ultimately going to hold them back from, you know, the true World Series contention is just the playoff experience. Like Brian Wu, a young guy, damn bright future in baseball, and he's a little banged up. But Luis Castillo, another guy that's been around for a while, but playoff experience, you know, he's not as much been there, done that as guys like the Yankees. But the starting pitching's good enough, man. And with that offense, with Julio Rodriguez and Arozarena and Cal Raleigh, like, they are really good. And you get them on home field for at least a series or two, I like them to win and get to the World Series. And I started there because I was looking at the TV at something that should come to no surprise. Shohei Ohtani, kind of proving exactly why I think you think that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. Just homer to start the game.
They're stacked, man.
They're so good.
They were stacked even before they got Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Think about, you know, outside of Ohtani.
Is he the greatest baseball player of all time?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. So that's why everybody should treasure getting to watch him right now before he starts to, at some point, drop off and not hit nearly 60 home runs a season and throw 100 miles per hour.
Dude,
when he's
I don't think you're going to see a drop off from Shohei Ohtani.
So 5 years
the quote-unquote drop-off, I think he just stops pitching. And you'll still see into his, what is he, 32? The Japanese free agents always come into the league, 31. They always come into the league a little bit older. Like, he's 31 years old, and he's only in his, what, seventh season? I guess that is kind of par for the course still, too, for when you go up through the minor leagues. But, like, at 31 years old, 5 years from now, what, 36? I still think he could be hitting 40 home runs, 280, 290, but just not pitching, because he's not going to have to focus on that later in his career. I think that's the next step, to just give up one of them. And for the future two-way players of this sport, like, as their career rolls along, they'll just give up one than the other. And if you're Ohtani, for as elite as you are as a pitcher, I think he's better at the plate. And, like, if you're 35, 36, and you've got another Tommy John or another serious arm injury, then you're done. Like, why give that up? Or that kind of career-ending injury, I think, is less likely to happen to you if you are a hitter. Now, crazier things have happened, but I just think that's the next progression for Shohei. I think you've got two, maybe three more years of him doing both, and then he just rides it off into the sunset, still being as dominant at the plate as we're used to. I mean, he's a unicorn. It's tough to really put a gauge on it, because it's never been done before. Did they just... No. Another ball to the warning track.
I'm gonna assume Boston is going to win their series against the Yankees, and then, boy, all the fans in New York are going to start wanting Aaron Boone out of a job. Whoever wins the Toronto-Boston series will be my AL pick.
What do you like about the Blue Jays?
Jort Springer, just the overall, whatever it is about them being the best team in the American League. There's not really one thing you can pick from it. But I just think that's just who gets it done. I don't think it's going to be Seattle. I don't think it's going to be New York. I think that core group of Guerrero, Springer, Bichette will be, we'll get them there. But the Dodgers will win in like five games.
See, my baseball fandom dream for this World Series is Mason Miller striking out the big dumper in Game 7 as the Padres win a World Series, but that's probably not going to happen. I like the Mariners a lot. I like Seattle, and I think that the Dodgers get there, but the Dodgers, again, almost not worth watching, but at the same time it is, because of how dominant and how incredible Shohei Ohtani is at his profession. I mean, it's never been done before. And I kind of question, Joel, if it'll ever be done again after Ohtani, especially to the level. I mean, it's groundbreaking for being able to be a two-way player, but I don't know that it ever happens the same way ever again.
Not at this level. Yeah, not at this level. So again, soak in all this time getting to watch Shohei Ohtani night in and night out.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, the Pirates should probably sign this guy, but instead, they'll end up with this guy. Fun little game to poke fun at the Pirates' abysmal offseason from last season, and that potentially could happen again as the winter meetings and baseball's offseason gets underway. Joel and I will play that game next, and we'll wrap it up just shy of 10:35 ahead of the nightly sports call. I'm Jack Hillgrove at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's the Fan Evening Show. Jack Hillgrove behind the mic. Joel Nelson behind the glass. We're taking you up until 10:35 right here on the Fan Nightly Sports Call. After that, Joely, it is now time for, the Pirates should sign this guy, but instead they'll probably sign this guy. So if you could, fire up a bed for us and we'll get going. So the inspiration for this segment came yesterday when I figured out that, and like everybody else figured out, that Ben Cherington would be back as the Pirates general manager. And I went back and looked at the illustrious offseason heading into the 2025 season. And I reflected back on my thoughts. I was excited. Paul Skeens as a rookie. There we go. And then they ultimately ended up doing nothing. And by nothing, it was Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, and Andrew Heaney, and who else did I miss? Pham, Heaney. Oh, Frazier. Yeah. So, without further ado, couple of names that come to mind that I think the Pirates should sign for the 2026 season. Realistic as hell, at least in my mind, like should be a fathomable thing for the Pirates. I'm not saying that they should go out and sign, they're going to sign Trevor Story for $30 million a year or Kyle Tucker for $40 million a year. That is not feasible for the Pirates. We know that. I start with DH, corner outfield, first base, because they need power in that spot. Spencer Horwitz ain't it. Like, Spencer Horwitz could be your DH if Kutch doesn't come back. You could throw Spencer Horwitz in at second base. If you don't do anything with Spencer Horwitz, I don't really care, because you basically got him for nothing. Luis Ortiz, banned from baseball, pretty much. My guy, Joel, in that spot is Josh Naylor. Like, according to SpotTrack.com, his market value isn't that, like, it's not crazy. $14.2 million this year, market value 15. They spent $10.5 million just last year on a one-year deal for Aroldis Chapman. You could spend $15 million on Josh Naylor. You should be able to spend $15 million on a guy like Josh Naylor. It gets you power at first base. He hasn't played corner outfield in a couple of seasons, but you could play him in right field. He hit .295 this year. .831 OPS. Only 9 home runs, but that is productive in above league average offense. Instead, I could see the Pirates saying, you know what? You know what we're going to do to fill that role? Eloy Jimenez. Again, once upon a time, pretty decent player. He'll be 29 next year. You don't have to keep playing this. We can let this fade out. But did not play an ounce of Major League Baseball in 2025. He bounced around in the Rays and Blue Jays AAA affiliate. Actually ended up in rookie ball for the Tampa Bay Rays at one point in 2025. Hit .247 at the minor league level last year with the White Sox. At the big league level, both with the White Sox and the Orioles, like a .235 average at the plate. So yeah, Josh Naylor would be nice, but Eloy Jimenez for like $2 million kind of seems like something old Ben Charrington would fire up. Your turn.
I had Josh Naylor as one of mine as well. I'm going to go with the outfield. So Tyler O'Neill, wouldn't that be a great pick for them to have? And he signed a big year with, you know, big deal, like 3-year deal with Baltimore for like more than that. I can't find it, but it was pretty hefty deal.
Yeah, and he was a name that was thrown around. Now, I believe that he has to potentially opt out of a deal.
Yes, there is something.
And there's speculation that it might. So he could potentially be available. I'll let you continue.
I think it ends up being Max Kepler. Good old lefty bat, 1-year deal.
I had Max Kepler as a guy that I thought I wouldn't mind.
Oh, wow. And I would. He's a name I wouldn't mind, but I think realistically he could end up a Pirate.
I would actually be okay with Max Kepler. And for one, one stat is what it boils down to. So the Pirates, obviously, I mean, a historically bad season offensively. And for whatever reason, Matt Haig is probably going to keep his job because of it. Max Kepler, I mean, the numbers weren't, the OPS and the batting average were not great, but he hit 18 home runs in 2025. You know how many players hit at least 18 home runs for the Pirates this year?
Two.
One. Ryan Reynolds had 16, Cruz got to 20. I would be okay with Max Kepler. And I'm going to save my, Max Kepler would be nice, but this guy next. So a guy like, again, I'll go to the infield here. I want to save my counterpoint to Max Kepler, though. I'm going to go to the infield. One of my big takes, and again, it's the question that I asked Colin Beasley at 6:25, like, what can the Pirates do to best salvage the relationship with their fans before opening day? And, you know, if we're going to expect them to go out and spend, what, $50 million this offseason, $60 million, I don't think that's going to happen. The most realistic way that they can mend the relationship with their fans is if Connor Griffin has a big-time spring, say F it and put him on the opening day roster. And for the home opener, he is introduced as like the leadoff batter playing shortstop. That place would go nuts. And that would bode well for the relationship between the organization and its fans. I don't think that's very likely. I think there's a chance you see him in a big league uniform next year. But opening day, you're grasping at straws. I wouldn't mind a guy like Willy Castro at shortstop. Second base, shortstop, can play some outfield. There's some utility there. A guy they're familiar with. Played the back half of the season and is playing the back half of the season for the Cubs. Not great numbers, but as far as, you know, his numbers with the Twins are concerned, in 2024, he was an all-star, had a 717 OPS, 743 OPS with Minnesota before he was traded to the Cubs. He's a free agent, and according to, again, to SpotTrack, the market value AAV for a guy like Willy Castro, to me, isn't crazy. $10.9 million. That would be my guy. Instead, Jose Iglesias. Market value of about $1.2, $1.3 million. Again, a once good player and a once versatile player, but coming off the 229 clip with the Padres in 2025 and a 592 OPS after having an incredible season with the Mets. Only 291 plate appearances, but with the Mets in 24, at 337, OPS 830. So I think that that would be one of the things where the Pirates could say, hey, we might be able to find something there for one year, $3 million, and probably won't happen.
Is there any chance, if the Pirates want to make a insanely serious splash move, that they could go all in on Alex Bregman? Or is that way too far out of the realm?
I like that SpotTrack has the market value. He's making 40 mil. I mean, that would never happen. I mean, no Pirate ever has made $25 million a year.
I am surprised that the market value for Eugenio Suarez is just under 15 mil.
Yeah, that would be...
So if we're thinking a little more realistic, maybe that.
Yeah.
Suarez.
Would love that.
But it might just be Yoan Moncada.
He made $14 million this year. Holy cow. And the Angels are just, I mean, you want to talk about, if there's one fan base that's more miserable than the Pirates, it's the Angels with Mike Trout and not doing anything.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that he played there. Yeah, good call. Yoan Moncada. That's a good one. All right. You asked me if I was going to do a starting pitcher, and I said no, and I lied. And I think but it's going to be is actually pretty funny here. Jack Flaherty has a player option with the Tigers. I wouldn't mind that. I think that might be a little bit of a big ask at $15 million a year. If we're going maybe a little bit further down the aisle here, on the cheaper side of things, he's a little bit older, but Miles Michaelis, veteran in that room. You could kick the tires back on Tyler Anderson, who's been productive since leaving and would probably cost you less than $10 million a year. My guy that I think if the Pirates add a starting pitcher in the offseason, we know how the Pirates have had the softer tossing left-handers and have found success with softer tossing left-handed pitchers. How about Wade Miley? He's only had 19 innings the last two seasons. Again, a guy that the Pirates are very familiar with. He's going to be 39 years old next year. It would probably only cost the Buccos. They might be like a minor league deal. I could read the headline right now. Alex Stumpf. Pirates sign Wade Miley to a minor league deal. And when one of these happen, Joel, I will text you and we will laugh. But yeah, Wade Miley was the name I came up with there.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. There will be a couple of them, and I'll send them to Jeff Hathorn and Andrew Lindbergh. He's like, hey guys, FYI, this is happening. If you guys are able to pump out a story in a half hour or whatever. I went relief pitcher.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if they can just solidify the back end of the bullpen with Pete Fairbanks from the Tampa Bay Rays? He was on my fantasy team. Felt like he got a save every other day this year. Lo and behold, it'll probably end up being like Ryan Brazier, who's got like some Boston ties. Charrington was in Boston.
Yep.
At a time.
Yep. That would be pretty funny. All right. So my guy, you said probably end up being Max Kepler. I wouldn't mind Max Kepler because he had 18 home runs last year. Only one person got to 18 home runs for the Pirates. It was O'Neill Cruz. It might be Max Kepler, but it'll probably be Joel. Let's just rip a page right off of the Penguins book. If you're going to suck, at least do some nostalgia. You bring Fleury back.
Oh, is this the Parte?
Bring back the Marte Parte. Starling Marte is a free agent with the New York Mets. The market value at that position for, you know, an outfielder that's going to be, what, 38, 39 years old is less than $10 million a year. I think he's hovering right around, like, what, seven? No, that's Jesse Winker's five. $7.7 million, the market value for Starling Marte, heading into his age 37 season, I should say. Again, rip the page right off of the Kyle Dubas playbook. If you're going to suck, at least be nostalgic. Do you imagine opening day, Kutch and left?
Oh, gosh.
Marte and right?
I think Todd Kelly has to just put that on the card just for opening day. Might be the only time you'll see those two together in the outfield all season. Might be McCutcheon's only game in the outfield all season.
Yeah, that would be, why not be nostalgic if you're going to be bad? 412-928-9370. No more guests from now until the end of the show. So if you've got a Pirates take to spout off on, how does it make you feel that Ben Cherington's back as the Pirates GM? 412-928-9370. We're also talking about the Steelers. We discussed the Steelers with Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. If you had to put a grade on the Steelers entering the week five bye, A to F, plus or minus, what do you grade the 3-1 Steelers? 412-928-9370. We're with you until 10:35. It is the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We will wrap the show up in about a half hour, or 10:20, 10:25, as soon as Jolie gets me the final out. That'll pave the way into the nightly sports call. It's good to have the evening show back, especially when the Pirates were struggling down the stretch. And I love listening to Brownie and Joe Block, but it's always good to settle back into, you know, more sports talk on these airwaves throughout the day. And you'll get the evening shows on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays until baseball season starts up again. Mondays and Thursdays will be pretty much taken up with NFL on Westwood One. Now, Donnie usually does the abbreviated evening show on those nights, which will be from like 6 to 7, 6 to 7:30, somewhere around that ballpark. But you'll hear the likes of me, Donnie, Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold, and of course the regular cast of characters throughout the day as well. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny skies and temps in the 70s tomorrow through Friday, 80s for the weekend. So for somebody like me who has plans on Saturday to tailgate at their alma mater and enjoy a day down in Greene County, PA, looking forward to sunny skies and temps near 80. Very much looking forward to that. Dodgers won. Reds nothing. Bottom third. Hunter Green gave up a leadoff homer to Shohei, and that has been it so far. He remains in the game. Blake Snell pitching for LA. Joe, when you look at a guy like Hunter Green, just threw 101 mile per hour fastball, and we saw that a bunch from Paul Skeens as a rookie. And I feel like, and there were probably some, but every Paul Skeens start that I caught on TV, I feel like I almost never saw a four-seam fastball in triple digits. And it obviously didn't hurt Paul Skeens. He's going to win the NL Cy Young and is the best young pitcher in baseball. But when we talk about, and I hate to even bring it up in the same sentence, but it's you have to talk about the arm and what happens as a concern. But when it comes to Skeens, it seems like a lot of people, and especially comparing it to Jared Jones, say, oh, Skeens is okay because of how big he is. And he gets a lot of his power from the core, and he's not relying upon that arm and the elbow a lot. Whereas Jared Jones, smaller guy, puts everything into every pitch, and that's why he was having arm issues. The fact that Skeens kind of adapted the four-seamer a little bit and slowed it down a tick or two and relied upon some secondary and tertiary pitches to work his way out of jams, like, that could potentially elongate his career too. Because I feel like there's a big time difference than what you put into a 98 mile an hour fastball versus hitting 101, 102 we saw at points last year from Skeens.
I think it's, and you don't even need to be a doctor to know that that's probably the case.
Yeah.
And this might have just earned Paul Skeens one or two more years in the major leagues than what Hunter Green might pitch if both those guys were to have, you know, similar numbers and stuff throughout the year. Paul Skeens might have earned himself, you know, if he keeps this up where he's throwing more 99 and, you know, 98, 97 and less 100, I mean, it's still high velocity. But over time, that stuff is going to probably gradually add up and such.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to say, Hunter Green's got the size going for him as well. He's 6'5", 240, big dude. Pitching in his hometown, by the way, born in L.A.
Just like Paul Skeens, pretty much.
Yeah.
So One interesting thing about Paul Skeens, I want you to take a guess how many 10 strikeout games he had this year.
One.
That's correct, against the Seattle Mariners.
But the thing about him is like, I feel like, again, if I wasn't catching a Skeens start, I was looking at the box score, and I'd see one walk, eight Ks every single time. You don't need to strike out 14 guys like Tarik Skubal did today. Who else had a big strikeout? Didn't somebody
Garrett Crochet ended up with 11 over like 7 2/3 and like 117 total pitches.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't, if you just go look at Skeens' game log from this year, I mean, again, it's, that's what just makes him so good. It's not like you get a blow-up start every now and again. I mean, the last four starts of the season, 8-8, 6-7, as far as strikeouts are concerned. And the blow-ups that he had, I mean, if there was anything that was close to a blow-up start, it was that penultimate one against the Cubs when he only went 3 2/3. Like, we have not yet seen this guy get shelled in, like, the first two innings of a ball game and have 5-6 earned runs allowed. It doesn't happen. At one point this year, he had 5 earned runs, and that was across 6 innings. He still only walked one guy. And then other than that, dude, 1, 2, 3 starts with 4 earned runs. He is a machine. And the more I just throw out numbers and act like I'm smart, the more it pisses me off that the Pirates play hee-haw and don't grab the bull by the horns and say, let's go, strap a lightning rod to our rear end, and Paul Skeens will shoot us to the promised land. Because he can do it, dude. And you support him with a healthy Jared Jones and Bubba Chandler and guys like Hunter Barco and Ashcraft and Harrington waiting in the wings. Mitch Keller's still here for the time being.
Mike Burrows becomes a really good, like, middle relief option for, I don't know, 3 or 4 innings if this, you know, if Skeens were to have a pretty brutal start like that Cubs one, and then you gotta bring in somebody.
Dude, Teoscar Hernandez is really good too. So clutch.
Didn't he win World Series MVP last year? Or that was Freeman. I remember picking Hernandez to win World Series MVP last year. It ended up being Freeman, I'm pretty sure. Another piece to why the Dodgers, I think, are just the, I'm not going to say the Dodgers have started a dynasty, but I mean, it might be something close to it. Freeman, Otani, Betts, and then Hernandez, Max Muncy, if he gets rolling again, Tommy Edman for these guys.
Yeah, they're just really good. And Hernandez is like Jake Gensel was. Steady and good throughout the year, and then once the postseason starts, just takes it to a whole nother level. 3-run home run for him, if you're wondering why we're talking about him. Dodgers up 4-0. They just do it again. They just did it again. Oh my goodness, Joel.
Against Hunter Green, really good pitcher. It's that second time through the order. Those repeat times through the order, dude.
Tommy Edman. Rob Lowe getting involved. How funny would it have been if he was just wearing a hat that said MLB on it? You ever see that picture of Rob Lowe? I forget what game. It was the Niners and somebody. And Rob Lowe just had a hat with the NFL logo on it. It's a pretty popular meme that makes the rounds throughout the Twitter world. But he had a Dodgers hat on. It would have been very funny if Rob Lowe had an MLB hat on. Oh, well. Yeah, 5-0 Dodgers. Bottom three. Coming up, we embark the last segment of the show. Were you an entrant to the City Limits Survivor Pool this year?
What is this again?
Austin's Survivor Pool for the NFL this year. Did you do that?
I think I was. I declined it, respectfully, but I do believe he asked me about that.
Okay. Well, I am in it, and there are 17 of us left as we head into week 5. I want to manufacture a blueprint to success for this survivor pool. You can't pick the same team more than once. I'll let you know who I already picked and what we can do for the next couple of weeks to ensure that I win this thing. Sound good?
Let's tackle it together.
We will tackle it together before the nightly sports call. It's the Fan Evening Show until about 10:30 tonight on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.